Hi guys, welcome back to the Tea and
Hi.
Toast Pod. I'm Ellie.
And I'm Lucy, and we're the sister duo you never knew you needed. Cheers to that. I'm so sorry. I
Letting
feel
the
so
side down today.
disloyal. I was just needing a Diet Coke. There's nothing in me right now that wants a tea, and I'm not gonna waste a good Yorkshire tea bag. I'm just boiling. I feel like I've just been running around like manic. I've just been and done the food shop. And I feel like because I knew I had to come back and do this, I felt like I was playing supermarket sweep. I was like just chucking anything in the trolley. I was like, ah. So yeah,
Rushing
I
in the
need a Coke.
supermarket is funny.
But yeah, how have you been? It's a new month. Happy new month. I can't believe we're in
Happy
June.
new month. I know. It's May went so quick.
I know, I was literally saying to Yat, obviously yesterday was the first. We're filming this on the second. I was just like, how is it June? How?
I know, same.
I don't
And then
understand.
I start to like stress about that we're getting closer to, even though we're like in summer and this is my favorite time, I start to stress that we're like getting closer to the end of the year.
Winter. I thought that. I was like, I don't want summer to go too quick because then we'll be back to darkness. And I was like, why am I even thinking about this?
I know, we just need to enjoy what we've got. I had such a nice May actually, thinking like I had such a good mix of seeing friends, seeing family, being out and about,
I actually
did
did
quite a
see
few
you
like
did that six picks before May ends, and I was like, oh, go on, Ellie. You look like you've had a busy May.
Yeah, I think I saw. I mean, I've never done one before, and I saw someone else do it. And I thought, actually, you know what? I've actually got stuff to share this month.
I love that. I actually feel like I did. I part because obviously we started May or like in New York. So the first week of May was great. I cannot believe New York was a month ago.
I think that
But
seems
apart
like
from
ages
that, I
ago.
know. Apart from that, it wasn't a crazy month for me. Pretty
Well, a
chill.
crazy month for me is like having more than three social plans.
It was a productive month with wedding plans because I feel like we know the colour scheme now.
Yeah, we made some big steps with the wedding in May. All booked, deposit signed, contracts done. We're looking at other suppliers, like for all the other bits and bobs.
Amazing.
Yeah, it feels very real now. Whereas before it was just like, oh, I think we're getting married. So
I
that's,
think we're
yeah.
getting married, but I don't know. I feel like I was getting a bit worried there, like what are we doing? But now, like as sisters, we can like help you. We can start like with, I don't know, just getting involved. Wedding dress shopping, bridesmaid dress
I
shopping, even
know.
though we've still not officially been asked, guys, but we have
You've
unofficially been
got to give a
asked.
gal a chance to ask. You're literally every 2 seconds, you're like, but you're actually going to ask us, but you're going to ask us. Well, give me a chance and you'll be asked.
I'm going to shut up. Anyway, what have you got on this month?
This month, I was going to say not a lot, but we've got a few bits on. This weekend, I'm doing nothing and I'm so excited because I've gone back to work today after having a week off and I'm already tired. So we've got nothing on this weekend. In fact, we've got a couple of weekends of nothing, but then we've got more family coming and then we've got our friends' engagement party at the end of the month,
Yes.
which I'm really excited for, actually.
What do you wear to an engagement party? In my head, I'm
See, I've
assuming
got.
I'm getting dressed up like you're going to an evening do at a wedding, but or maybe not that dressy, but in my head, I'm getting dressed up, but I don't want to turn up and that not be the vibe.
I think I want to get. Well, I've got a black. Do you remember that black dress I bought last year for Sophie's head?
You're gonna wear that.
Well, I don't know because it's never fit me. And now I'm like, oh, actually, I think that might fit me. But then I'm like, is that really dressy?
See, I'm thinking it's an engagement party, you get dressed up, but I've never been to an engagement party before.
No, I
So
haven't.
I don't know, but when I see them online, everyone, it's like a massive party, everyone gets really dressed.
I think they're dressy and they've picked like quite a nice venue in terms of that you would
Yeah.
like wear something a bit dressier,
I
I
think I'm
think.
gonna do a little order because I never have nice occasions like this to go to, so I never order like nice dresses. So I think I'm actually gonna get on like some of the like Club Belle. I might have a look, Baby Boo Fashion, Pepper
Why don't
Mayo,
you
like Wonder
get something from
Doll,
Fashion Nova?
Fashion Nova. Yeah, because I do love their occasion wear. Yeah, probably. So
speaking of what to wear, did you see Danny Dyer's wedding pictures, etc.?
Yeah. Her dress.
She looks stunning. Stunning.
You know what it was? Absolutely stunning. She looked stunning, but she looked so happy, which made her just look 10 times more stunning. Every single photo I've seen, it's like open mouth smile.
She did. She looked so happy. Do you know what's quite nice about all her social as well? Like the way she's reposted on her story, like everything her friends have put on, and she made like fun TikToks with her friends. It genuinely just feels like a normal wedding, even though
it was a big celebrity wedding.
Mm. Yeah. But did you see? Well, I saw the George. Obviously, Georgia Steele is friends with her.
Oh, no, I haven't seen now.
Oh, what? Well, they're friends, and she wore that, you know, the in colour, the like butter yellow.
Oh, from Love Island, they're friends.
Yeah, they're friends from Love Island. They were in the same series of Love Island, and she wore like, obviously it's the colour of the season, and she looked really, really lovely in this like butter yellow dress. And then like loads of people were making TikToks and articles about her that it was too similar to like white being the bride's colour. And I'm like, guys, I think we're taking that too far. Like, give a girl a break. We don't have to jump on someone for everything. And it's not like...
No, because I actually did see a butter yellow and a sage green dress. And I was thinking for the hen do, not for the engagement party. And part of me did panic, being like, is butter yellow too close? But I was like, yellow, it's yellow. It's obviously yellow. It's not white.
It is yellow. And I think her dress
It's not bridal.
I know. It's obviously
a perfect wedding guest dress.
I know. She looks gorgeous. Obviously, you then divide the comments, and they're just looking to post an article, but everyone was like, her shoes are clearly white. The dress is obviously not white. And I was just like, can people leave someone alone for a second? We don't need to say that she can't wear butter yellow when everyone, like, if you're going
every
to a spring wedding,
every man and his dog's wearing butter yellow.
Yeah, especially at a spring wedding. Like, come on, let's give people a break. But yeah, that's why my dress that I'm potentially wearing to the engagement party is black. So I'm like, I'm safe.
you are safe, hun. Have you seen the Space NK brand trip to Mykonos?
Is that the one that Maura's on?
Yeah, the place and the content. It's Sarah Ashcroft's just posted. Like, she's been there.
It looks like an insane trip.
Oh, Maura's perfection.
She's just something else. Like, she's genuinely incredible. And she looks so good. Like, every brand trip she goes to, it's like, yep, slay, slay, slay.
I know. The content she gets. I'm like, who is taking your pictures? Can I hire them?
I know. Every time I'm like, wow, yeah.
Slay. So, yeah, you've just got the engagement party, a couple of chill weekends.
Yeah, and then...
Sounds gorgeous.
I'm having, like, a heavy fitness month. So, we're going to run... I'm going to run 100 kilometres. I've already told you this. Yeah. We're running 100 kilometres this month. So, we started yesterday. We went on a 6K run. And I felt fine on the run, but this morning I was like, oh, my gosh, I'm aching. And to say I ran a half marathon not that long ago, like, I shouldn't be aching this much. But... Well, it's going to be nice to be out and about more running.
So what is your plan to get to 100 in a month?
Richard sent me this voice note like, right, so I think on Sunday we'll do 10K and then Monday we'll just do 5 and then we'll do a 2K on Tuesday. And I was like, this is firstly too organised for my brain. and secondly, like, give a girl a rest day. But we only did 6 yesterday. We meant to do 10. So I think we're just going to ease into it this week. And the days that we feel like we can run, we're going to
do
run.
A bit
so
more.
We're going to run tonight. But I think we don't need to put pressure on ourselves. And then it'll get to like the last week and I'll be like, oh, wait, I need to do like 4 10Ks.
Yeah. Oops. Well, speaking of fitness, me and Yannick literally this past week just started the gym. Because
how's
that going? AfroNation. Well, yeah, we've booked AfroNation, and last Tuesday it was 6 weeks until AfroNation. So actually tomorrow, it's 5 weeks. That's crazy. So we said, like, for this 6 weeks, we've made a vow. Mm-hmm. Like, we will go 3 times a week minimum. Obviously, if we start getting more into it, we might start going 4 times a week. But to be honest, life is so busy. Yeah, so really actually just buzzing. It took me 5 months, but I started the gym, guys.
Have you enjoyed it?
Maybe I can actually like start ticking off some fitness goals on my 2025 bingo card. I think going through that bingo card, I was like, wow, I need to hold myself accountable. So yeah, just kind of starting like a health kick myself. So yeah, but yeah, busy month for me. I've got Beyonce London this weekend, buzzing.
So Beyonce's Saturday or Sunday?
Saturday. She's doing 6 shows in London. She's having like a 6 show residency.
Wow.
I think the first one is Thursday. I'm going to the second one.
Is she doing it at Tottenham Stadium again?
Yeah. I don't know what I'm wearing still, and it's stressing me out because I feel like I did all of the outfit inspo and then I'm putting pressure on myself now. I want to wear something different than what everyone's already seen.
Yeah.
And I've been trying to order bits, but everything I like would have wanted that I've seen that I'm like, oh my God, yes. Obviously, people that are wearing it are wearing like the £2,000 version. I was finding like an AliExpress version, but it's too late to order from like AliExpress. So yeah. I've just ordered nothing new. I might do a last minute panic buy still. I'm not even sure. But tomorrow morning is my only gap this week to actually plan it, because then I'm getting my nails done for it Wednesday that need to match. And so, yeah, I have no idea what I'm wearing and I'm stressed. That to me is stress.
You know what? No, I know. I saw all your videos and I was like, she's pulling out some good outfits here. And I remember last year there were some good outfits. But then when you actually showed your outfit, I was like, okay, yeah, she's leveled up. So when I was looking at your outfits this year, not to add to your stress, but I was like, what is she holding back here? I thought you had something that you were holding back on.
No. I realised after I posted, I was so excited about getting the inspo out. I then, like, once it was out and everyone was like, oh, like, blah, 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 oh, you could wear that, you could wear that, you could wear that. Like, oh, that's my fave, wear that one. I was thinking, actually, I don't want to wear anything I've already shown. I don't know. I think there definitely might be some crossover because I've only got what I've got.
Also, like, they were unreal outfits and everyone agreed. So don't feel
we'll see.
But I know
so
when
I've got
it's
that.
Your fashion thing, and obviously
I know, and I
want to
just
but...
like because the Americans showed up, my For You page is just filled with like outfit transitions for the concert, and I'm like, okay, I'm not on this next bar level. I messaged this girl, well, I didn't message, I commented on her TikTok. I was like, your boots are insane, because I was trying to find boots like that. I was like, where are they from? Because this was still where I maybe had potential to order. She literally, I was like, okay, this is where I need to up my creativity. She was like, girl, I cut a rug in half, wrapped it around my legs and taped it. Because it's all these like feathered like boots. I was like, wow. I was like willing to spend £100 on these boots. She wrapped a rug around a leg. You know what I mean?
Well, there you go.
So I might just go buy a rug. Anyway,
anyone got a spare shaggy rug?
I know. So I've got that. The weekend after is Chris Brown, and then obviously got the engagement party. So yeah, like quite a good busy month. I'm getting my new hair extensions.
Good stuff going on this month.
I'm getting new hair extensions for
everyone. Is that this week as well?
Yeah, for everyone that's, like, watching on YouTube, I'm going 24-inch.
Are you going to cut them, or are you literally going to...
No, hon. Like, they might have to, like, just, like, blend them.
Yeah.
But, no, I'm going long, because as you wear them, they get shorter anyway, because every time you go, they have to give them a trim, and... So
yeah,
I
of
want
course.
It,
it's like, you might as well start.
Long now, anyway. But I'm just
you might
so
as well
excited.
Start.
So, yeah, busy
I'm
month.
Jealous. You do love like a little week glow up before an occasion, don't you?
I really do. I've
you
not
got to get
time.
Those appointments I in rub- the diary.
No, this week I've got brows, lashes, nails, hair.
What's your favorite? Like, what makes you feel the most like, yeah, look at me?
I do feel like when you get your lashes done, it does just make your face pop different. Like, you just always
it
look
does.
Together.
You wake up and you're like, yeah.
Oh,
I look
don't
great.
Look half
I'm
bad.
Ready for the
like,
day.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. like, sweet, like I've got lashes on. I do feel like it's just that extra thing. And then it, because it as well just takes away you actually having to put lashes on, it's, oh, it's amazing. But I do feel like
I used to get extensions
in and it's really long, I do feel like that's going to make me feel fabulous again. But you know what? A tan as well, because you could have all of that but not be tanned, and then I need it all.
So basically, all of it together is just fantastic.
I don't do things in halves, do I? I'm like such... I was saying to our other sister, like, I am the chav sister. Like, I need like, 3 layers of fake tan on. I need the fake hair. I need the loud nails. I need the lashes. I need it all.
You are definitely the chav sister, but in a good way.
Look, I am my true authentic self. So yeah, topic of the week.
Yes. Have you seen that Hailey Bieber has sold Road for $1 billion? I think
that is crazy. So I saw the only thing I've seen is a girl posted on TikTok saying, Imagine saying your wife couldn't get the cover of Vogue, and now she's and you've sold all of your music for $200 million, and she just sold her company for $1 billion. Like, who's laughing now?
Yeah.
But so then I was more invested in, are they together, not together? And then so it kind of went over my head that she'd sold Road, and I was a bit like, what's going on?
Yeah, but I know. Yeah, I saw the exact same thing, and I was like, go on, girl.
Who's laughing now? So yeah, I did. I had. So is she still owning like a good percentage of it, or?
I don't actually know. I had a look, and Elf Beauty, you know.
Yeah.
Is it Eyes, Lips, Face? Is that what it stands for? Have bought.
Oh my god! I didn't know that.
Yeah, I think it is. I might have made that up though.
That'd be good though.
Someone fact check me on that. Yeah, they bought it for $1 billion, and obviously, like, she doesn't get $1 billion. It's the value of the brand and whatever.
Yeah.
But it just made me think about celebrity brands and which ones work well and which ones don't and which ones we buy into.
I feel like the clever celebrities are just we're getting more and more and more celebrity brands because they're realizing actually this is, I may as well make my own money rather than like promoting other people's stuff.
Yeah, definitely.
I feel like Rihanna was one of the pioneers for it. She nailed it.
Yeah, she absolutely smashed it. And I think obviously, like, we know that it's her brand as well, but it's its own brand. Oh my gosh, what words am I trying to say?
I have no idea what you're trying to say.
Like, within its own right, like, it's its own brand. Like, it's not like makeup by Rihanna. Do you know what I mean? Like,
oh yeah. You could genuinely not even know she owned it. It's definitely its own. I think I heard of Fenty and loved Fenty genuinely, I think, before I put two and two together about it being Rihanna's brand.
Yeah, so, like, because it's her maiden name or something, isn't it? Is it her surname?
Okay.
Which I obviously you just don't know because she's known as Rihanna. Which I love when not love, like I don't mind them being associated with it, but when they're at the point where it's like no one even particularly knows, it's like, yeah, you've smashed it.
Yeah, you've absolutely smashed it. No, I feel like
you like her makeup, don't you?
Fenty is incredible. I just am too tight to spend money on it. But the Fenty lip gloss, I think every girl in the UK owns. Although I feel like Road is overtaking the lip gloss market because of the phone case thing. Like, every influencer I see just has a Road. I've never tried anything Road. So I don't
know. No, I haven't. But she absolutely smashed it with that magazine, didn't she, with the phone case?
You know what it is with the celebrities that I think make it and don't make it? One, I think the ones that don't make it, they don't pick something that's really authentic to them, like that they absolutely love and can sell. And two, it's the marketing. Because when you genuinely think about every celebrity that has made it, when you look at their marketing, it's kind of got to be that next level. Because it really is like make or break, because people are going to hate it regardless when you launch because they're against celebrity brands or they just don't like you as a
celebrity. Someone's going to have something to say.
It's got to begin leveled up. Someone who I think is, you cannot knock her at all for Mark, is Kim Kardashian. Have you just seen the new double-pierced nipple bra?
So Skims is next level. She next level nails the marketing, the campaigns, the collabs.
Yeah, have you just seen the new nipple bra?
It's so her.
The double
pierced. Yeah, I have. Yeah.
Like, the way she even did that in, like, a rodeo tavern bar, the marketing, and the way she does these, like, infomercials, the way she's got collaboration with the NBA, like, she just picks everything so seamlessly.
Like, the Olympics and the gymnastics, and, like, it's just, she just nails it. And I think about, because speaking about the Kardashians, is that some of their brands actually don't work and they do fail. But I do feel like Skims feels very Kim. And when you said, like, when they don't do something authentic, then it doesn't really work.
If you watch, like, used to watch Keeping Up, she was making her own shapewear out of existing shapewear for years.
Mm. Oh, really?
Like, she was, like, double...
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so she was always wearing shapewear, just, and then she was, obviously it just clicked, why am I not making my own shapewear?
Yeah, of course, and that's why Kylie Cosmetics did so well, because she did a big thing.
She was loved for her makeup.
And everyone, if Kylie Jenner wore a lip liner at that time, it sold out. No one could get it anywhere. So then Kylie was like, well, why not I just make my own? So
yeah, exactly.
I think in those instances, they just absolutely nail it.
And that's why I think Kourtney has done so well with Lemmy. Because
that is true.
She is wellness.
So I think that was definitely the right brand for her to bring out.
Yeah, and I think Chloe smashed it with Good American, because she was about body positivity, being a different size, like jeans that fit all. And I think that with the Kardashians, they need to know when to stop.
They do need to know when to stop.
Because
when
some
they bring
of their
something
brands,
out and it's like, that was random.
Yeah, I think some of the things, like Kim with her makeup, I think back in the day when she brought it out, it flew off the shelves. Mm. It was amazing. But then her makeup artist brought out his own makeup by Mario.
Yeah.
And then obviously it was KKW Beauty. She had the divorce. I think she's tried to rebrand it, but now she's so far away from beauty because anyone that's buying into her is into Mario. And she's Skims and what she wears. Like, she doesn't really... It's not like Kylie gets on and does her own makeup. So
yeah,
I feel like...
Because the original contour stuff with KKW Beauty...
That did really well because she was the contour girl.
Yeah, because that's what, like, Mario would always use it and she was the contour girl. But you're so right. I think when Mario brought his out, it changed. And like you say, she's not like a beauty gal. She did the skin, and I've not really heard anything about the beauty, the skincare
stuff.
Me
neither, to be fair. And she's someone that normally smashes it, but this is what I mean. Sometimes maybe trying to do the most, because Kylie tried to do swimwear, and I swear it backlashed.
That was really bad.
Yeah.
Everyone was saying that it was, like, this big, and, like, the product was just so bad. But then she launched Kai. But then again, I was like, whoa. Here we go again with the brand.
I love the Kai launches. I'm like, who is wearing it? I've never seen anyone wear her stuff apart from her celebrity friends.
Mm,
but she keeps dropping launches and must be making money.
I do think a lot of celebrity brands are on the pricier side because obviously they start on a smaller basis, and we're in that era now where fast fashion is not really looked good upon. And so obviously, if you're promoting something, it's about quality and sustainability and fitting with everyone at the moment. So it does come with a higher price tag, which I completely agree with. But when I look at brands like Maybe, for example, or
I was going to ask
Skims,
you what you think about Maybe.
They're all brands that I would like to buy from, but like, can you just afford to buy it?
Yeah, I would want nothing more than to have a whole wardrobe of every Skims collection. Because I'm a fan, and two, the quality just looks amazing. Like, when I was in New York and I actually went
to the store,
it was gorgeous. But I was like, £68 for a basic top.
Yeah, I know. I was like, who's affording this?
They I do. Don't know how to feel about maybe. I don't know whether it's because it's not naturally my aesthetic, but I've not been drawn to her website once.
I feel like it's not your aesthetic. You're not the target audience.
Yeah.
I really liked the tracksuits.
It's like timeless pieces, yeah, and the tracksuits. Yeah, maybe I'm just not vibing with it personally.
I liked the tracksuits. I liked the jeans. A couple of the tops I'm not that bothered about, but I'm sure they look and feel nice. That blue dress, have you seen the blue shirt? Is it like a strapless shirt type dress?
No, let me look. Let me see if I actually, like, because the one thing I will say is Molly, again, like, she gets the Instagram feed, like, spot on.
Oh, yeah, she's so good at Instagram. I saw Molly Smith wear it the other day, and I was like, yeah, that is the type of dress made for her, because she's tiny and she can look good in anything. Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's gorgeous. I tell you who has smashed it, and I mentioned her, was it last week or the week before? Rochelle Humes.
Why does she have a brand?
Yeah, it's called My Little Coco. And it's like...
What is it?
It's like shampoo and conditioner for like girls with curly hair, like afro hair and...
Oh, love that. Yeah, see,
and
something
it's
like
in
that.
Boots and things like that. It's so authentic. I genuinely think the people that make it, it's so authentic.
The thing about it being authentic is that, yes, these people are, oh, they're bringing out a brand, here we go again or whatever. But they are... When it's authentic choice, they are the consumer. They know what those people want. So why would they not bring it out, and why would it not be successful? Like in that situation, she knows exactly what type of product she's looking for, because she would have wanted it, and she'll have wanted it for her as she got little girls.
Yeah.
So why, and same with like Molly, like that's her vibe, her aesthetic. She knows that that's what girls will want. So it's obviously going to do well.
And I think the ones that are just doing it because they genuinely want to and believe in it, not for a quick buck, you can kind of tell the ones that do it for a quick buck and then they like fall off. Like a couple of the TOWIE girls have like started fashion brands and then they launch it, obviously doesn't do well, and they like never talk about it ever again. Like the ones that you can tell really work hard because they want it to be a brand, like smash it. I tell you who is missing a trick. Chris Appleton, why has he not got his own brand? Because he works with Colour Wow a lot, like, and Colour Wow is the company he's like represented with, and he's an ambassador. But I'm thinking you could bring out your own hair care line.
Well, he brought Colour Wow to the UK like big time.
Yeah.
But maybe he's working on his own thing behind the scenes. I guess to do something truly authentic and nail it, like, you've got to put a lot of time and effort into it. It is quite hard, I imagine, for celebrities to sort of... When do you stop working with brands on something that you're bringing out?
Yeah.
Sort of blurred lines a little bit.
Yeah, because I will say, Molly doesn't really post fashion brands anymore. Like, she's working with Comfort, M&S, Look Fantastic. She doesn't really... I know she obviously doesn't do PLT anymore, but you'd have thought she could have still maybe worked with some fashion.
I think she tried to make quite a big change in terms of fashion and stuff, which obviously she's got the money to do that. And so all those types of brands, she just doesn't really work with anymore. She did work with Skims, was it last year? And I think she works with like, not high-end brands, but slightly higher-end
brands.
Yeah,
she's kind of just moved up. One person I will just chat about before we move on, because we've not mentioned it, and I just don't know how the, like, world domination happened, but Kendall Jenner with 818 Tequila. It is... because she is just... That's the only one I feel like... We're talking about authenticity, this and that. It's the only one where I feel like you could not picture anyone less likely to set up a tequila alcohol brand than Kendall Jenner, who's just like, skin, doesn't eat, model, perfect, boring, no personality, whatever. And she's brought out a tequila brand that's absolutely smashed it. It's like the bottle everyone orders in the clubs, like...
It looks unreal. She's killed it with the branding. I think maybe it's like actually just shows more about like what she's like with her friends or like behind closed doors. But again, I think she put a lot of time and work and behind the scenes into it. I think a lot of years went into it. And so she obviously felt quite strongly about it and put a lot of time into it. So although we maybe don't associate her straight away with that, I guess that's one of those brands that over years, I guess we know it's Kendall's brand because we were around when it launched. But in years to come, like, it's just going to be, it's just a successful tequila brand without attachment to her.
Yes. Yeah,
but so you're right. She did absolutely smash it. What I found out,
obviously, because all the Diddy stuff's going on.
Hmm.
Ciroc is Diddy's brand.
Is it?
And I didn't know. So that's kind of when...
Oh my gosh, I did not know that.
But yeah. And like, Ciroc is the vodka that you order.
Yeah.
And it's Diddy's brand.
Oh, wow. No, I didn't know that.
I didn't know that until literally recently. Okay, should we move on to the game?
Yeah. So I thought I'd merge, like, recommendations and game this week. So, like, amazing. Get to know us a little bit, but also, like, hear some of our fave things and get some quick recommendations. So I've prepped 10 quick fires for you.
Amazing.
Okay, go. Your favourite food?
Pasta. No, lettuce.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. No, pasta.
You're locking in at pasta?
I'm locking in pasta.
Your best holiday ever?
Oh, there's nothing quick fire.
Quick fire.
Maybe Florida.
Mm. Fave skincare product?
Collagen serum. The Boots.
No specific brand. Oh, the Boots. Boots. Nice. Best place in Manchester for date night?
What kind of date night?
Just your ideal date night.
I'm just getting drinks and getting groovy, me. But that's not really, like... I mean, like, a nice dinner.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I mean, like, bar vibe, but for date night.
Albert Schloss is a good one. I like it. Place... Tell you where I like. I like Ramona.
Nice. What is that, quickly?
It's like a pizza restaurant.
Okay, nice.
They best do great place frozen margaritas, in... though.
Best place in Manchester for girls' night?
Yours Bar.
Mm, good choice. Fave TV show at the minute?
I'm watching Grace and Frankie at the moment on Netflix.
Oh, I've never watched that. I've watched snippets, but I've never watched it. Why do you like it?
I just like the old. I just like their dynamic.
Nice.
It's just good, quick what's episodes, your... funny.
Mm-hmm. What's your go-to hairstyle at the minute?
Well, you know what I tried last week? Mermaid waves, and I absolutely loved it. So I'm definitely now going to keep, I'm going to keep doing that. I like it.
It looked good. I like it. What's your favourite shop for jewellery?
Shein, because it's so cheap. But if we're talking like how it looks, there's this thing, there's this place on Instagram that I will eventually order from because it just comes up as an ad every other video. But I'm just like too tight to spend money on it now. Sanucci's good. Shein, Boohoo Man, Fashion Nova. They're all really good for jewellery. It's called Scandiv. Scandiv.
Oh, nice.
And the jewellery just looks insane.
Yeah, it does
so
look good.
So I will eventually buy from them, I think, to try it out.
Nice. Fave alcoholic drink?
Margarita on the rocks.
Last one, something that makes you happy?
Doing the podcast with you.
Oh, that's nice.
I love it. Okay. I felt pressure. That was a good... But yeah, I love a quick fire.
Yeah, because I'm like, I want to know your quick fire recommendations.
No, I love that. Okay, it's your turn.
I am ready.
Just to link back to topic of the week, your favourite celebrity brand?
Probably not bought into any. If I could, Skims.
Fairs. Your favourite makeup product at the moment?
At the moment, I... really like, actually, it's really not old school, but like a TikTok throwback. You know the frosted,
oh, it's what is so it? Good. The BFF frosting.
It's in the pink thing, but because I've not been wearing foundation and I've just been using it to give myself a bit of a tan.
It's so
on
good,
top of
isn't
my moisturizer.
It?
Yeah,
yeah.
So that's what shade that's did my you favorite get? Product at the minute.
Cookie butter.
No idea.
Your favorite YouTuber at the moment?
L Swift.
Oh, really? Is she, like, completely out of, like, cancel territory now?
I don't know. I think she, you know, really tried to show that she'd learned from it.
I love that. Favourite book that you have read this year?
That's good. I really enjoyed the Chestnut Springs series by, I think it's Elsie Silver. I finished that this year. I think there's 5 books in total and I finished that this year. It was such an easy read, like easy
what,
read series.
What, can you give people a little, so what kind of genre, what kind of book are they?
Yeah, it's like, it's basically like a 5 book series where there's a different guy and girl in every one, but they're all sort of linked somehow, whether it's like the brother or like someone related. And it's based on a... It's like a rodeo farm.
And each book is vibe. Like that person's
their love
story.
Basically, yeah.
Kind of like a Bridgerton vibe. Okay, cool.
It's good.
Your go-to easy dinner at the moment, like girl dinner takes 20 minutes to cook, your go-to, what are you liking at the moment?
We actually made, you know, like the whole marry me chicken thing. It's kind of like, have you ever made it? It's kind of like tomato-y, Mediterranean-y chicken, but we did it with butter beans, so it was really quick, really easy, and it was really good.
Two more. What is your go-to summer song at the moment? What's getting you in a summer mood?
Do you know what? I'm really, really bad at just playing the same songs over and over again.
Yeah, me too.
I have been listening to, and it's an old school, but Jubel, because
that was
just
a summer tune in its day.
I know, and I've already like got the envision in my head that we will like enter our evening do, the saxophone will be playing.
Oh wow.
So I just listen to it like on repeat.
You've got it in your head that it's a wedding.
Yeah.
Oh wow, I love that. Okay, last but not least. Where are you vibing? What brands are you vibing with for summer clothes this year? Where do you feel like you would recommend like the girlies to go for their summer bits? I'm thinking more like summer UK, not like, well, any summer.
I've literally not bought any clothes this year. But what I have seen, and I've not been, but I think Tesco looks really good for summer bits, especially like UK bits.
Amazing. Thank you for listening, guys. Make sure you subscribe to our socials at Tea and Toast Pod and get us on YouTube. We're also on Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
See you next week, guys.